How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people who are listening. How's it going? You doing good? That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, my name's Eric.
That's creepy. My name's Rochelle.
You know, sometimes you just gotta be upfront and ask how people are doing.
I know, but that's like that little kid show Dora where they try and talk to the kids and then they wait for the kids to answer.
You know, there's a reason that show is so popular, because they do that.
It's creepy.
I think it's a show we should kind of have that sort of direct interaction.
No.
Backpack.
Yeah, what? And then what are the people supposed to do?
Get a backpack. Put on a backpack. Backpack. Back. Back.
You're weird.
This show's just starting. It is a sunny day in lovely Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I found that out because apparently I got a sunburn. Didn't know it. Guess if you stand outside.
Yeah, and it's only on one arm.
Because I was facing mostly one side most of the day. Listeners of the show know that Rochelle and I recently moved to a new place. We used to live in an apartment downtown. Now we have moved out to a house, which is a little bit outside of downtown, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who lives in a house knows that there's certain things that need to be done in order to maintain the house.
Need to be doing.
Doing. Done. Back. My word of this.
You're weird.
Every time I say
you're
the word.
In a really weird mood.
Hey, listeners. Hey. Every time I say the word, take a drink. Back. That's what you do. And whether
this is an interactive show.
That's what we do. We make it fun. That's why people listen, we hope. So we have moved to a house. And I guess, you know, moving to a house, there are certain things which you need to do to upkeep. I now have a lawn. I never had a lawn to deal with ever since I was a teenager and I had to mow my dad's lawn. Apparently, you just can't let this thing go. The city kind of gets a bit upset if you let it grow. I would like to think that I'm having some sort of wild cultural preserve on my front lawn. I could grow on different types of plants, like a mini national park.
I think that if it is actually plants, I think it's okay. It's just not grass.
Yeah. But apparently you have to keep track of that. Who knew? I didn't.
When we own our own house, that's what I want to do. I want to just have the whole front lawn just be wildflowers.
Now, you and I are thinking a bit differently when it comes to what's going to happen when we own a house. I had a completely different idea.
What, to not have a lawn at all, right?
Set up a basketball court right in the front lawn. The whole front lawn. I don't even play basketball, but I think that would be a fantastic idea.
You do play basketball
sometimes.
Well,
I can bounce a ball and throw it at a hoop, but
That would look really dumb, though, if we had a basketball court in front of our house, but we never played basketball. I mean, if you're going to pick something nicer, like a tennis court.
Okay, a tennis court. All right. There's a compromise. There's something that both you and I, you know, because this is what it is. This is what it's all about, being married. You know, you sometimes...
Or a swimming pool, that'd be awesome.
Nah, there's a bit more maintenance when it comes to a swimming pool. You have to do stuff to it.
Yeah, that's when you get a little teenage boy and make him wear a Speedo and call him your pool boy.
Yeah, we're growing one.
Right?
We're growing a teenage boy.
No, it has to be somebody not related, Eric. That's sick.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that, you know, what? A tennis court is a fantastic idea. That's something that I can get on board with 1,000%.
Would you learn how to? You'd have to learn how to play tennis.
That's
though.
Fine. I can learn. Okay. I can learn to swing a racket at a ball and have it not.
Or even better, ping pong tables.
Right in the front. And yeah. And if neighbors complain, go, hey, I bought this motherfucker. I can do what I want. That's what I can do. And if you don't like it, move away. So I'll say this before we continue, though. You're listening to the show somehow, right? But we have a website. It's called tiptaptip.com. That's where the show comes from. That's like, it's home. It's home on the internet. You go to tiptaptip.com. You can write a comment on each of our episodes, or you can find out the wonderful things that we do out.
Backpack.
On the internet. That's a good one. Thanks, Michelle. And we have a Twitter and a Facebook and all sorts of things. We also post links to any of the episodes or any of the videos that we talked about.
Who came up with the name Twitter?
The guy. The person who owns the company.
It's so dumb.
It's just a weird word. I don't know. So that is that. You can also subscribe to our show. So you're like, you go to the website and you listen to it. We go, how do I get that automatically? Well, you can do that through iTunes. You go to iTunes, you search in the thing for Tip Tap Tip. There we are.
But you said you can do it through the website.
Yeah, you can listen on the website. I get it all.
But you can't subscribe to it on the website?
There's a subscribe button on the website. You click that.
So you don't have to go to iTunes. You can go to the website.
No,
and do
you
it
click
all.
On the button on the website. It opens up iTunes for you, right to our thing. There you click subscribe, and anytime we have a new episode out, it comes down, and whenever you plug in your iPhone or whatever, it syncs it to it.
You know what? When we own our own house, can we have those like message tube things?
Yeah, pneumatic tubes are pretty dope.
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
The ones that are like vacuums?
Exactly.
Send messages throughout each room?
Yep.
That'd be cool.
We need those. Definitely. And I want to put in a urinal, too.
I want to put in a bidet.
Yeah. Because I was...
Never buy toilet paper again. That's awesome.
Toilet paper is the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Well, I've just taken a crap. How about I take some dry paper and wipe it across my asshole and look at it, and when it stops being brown, then I know I'm
clean. Oh.
Then I know I'm clean. No, yeah, it is disgusting. And that is the perfect reaction for it because it is a disgusting, filthy thing. And there's a better solution. The Europeans have figured it out. They know what the fuck is up. They know that water certainly cleans shit better than dry paper. Like, come on. Who the fuck came up with that stupid idea? Fucking assholes.
Is it so then if you have a bidet, does that mean that you don't have to shower as much?
Well, I guess. Well, anyways, I don't know, but I don't know. Definitely get one of those. Because the whole toilet paper thing is just fucking stupid.
I've never even tried one.
Yeah, neither have I.
I wonder if there's a restaurant or some public place we could try one.
We need to find this out. If anybody has any insight on this, who lives in Calgary and is a listener, let us know. So we can go to that restaurant specifically to use their washroom. I'll just have an order of breadsticks and a glass of water, please. Do you have a washroom?
It'd be so gross if we took X-Lax before going there.
Oh, yeah, because if we're going to go, we're going to get our fucking money's worth, right? Yeah. Like, we're not going there and, like, you know, crap out a pebble. No, we want to put this thing through its fucking motions. We want to make sure that this thing, we want to test it. We want to make sure it's the best. Exactly. Backpack. Oh my goodness. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. I guess this was a, thing in the last week. One of the BC boys died very young. 47 years old, which he had a cancer, and a kind of cancer you don't usually hear about. Basically, it started out as a tumor of the salivary gland.
What?
Yeah, that's how it started. 3 years ago in 2009, he was diagnosed. He found a tumor and then went through treatment, and apparently it's been...
Where is that?
It's the salivary gland. It's like in your mouth.
The ones that make saliva.
Yeah, exactly. So he had a tumor there, and then apparently, that's a thing. I've never heard of it before.
I guess you can pretty much get a tumor anywhere.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
So he was diagnosed, this is a MCA from the BC Boys. He was diagnosed in 2009 with cancer. They didn't tour that year. Like, they were planning a tour and planning on releasing an album, but then they sort of put those on the back burner because, you know, obviously you had to deal with that. They were just, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in April. He didn't make it because he's, I guess, in really rough shape at that time, but he passed away this week, 47 years old, which is a young time to die. That's a downer. But there's a plus side to everything, right?
So that means that he was fighting the cancer for like 3 years.
3 years.
Oof.
Yeah. Like on and off. Like maybe he was better at certain points, but then like things kind of took a turn for the worse near the end, unfortunately. So big loss, but apparently like you don't realize how sort of appreciated somebody is like until they, you know, a lot of people really gave a shit about, you know, his passing because like, you know, as a person my age and, you know, maybe younger or whatever, you know, they certainly had a big impact on, you know, on music that we listen to and stuff like that. So it's an unfortunate loss, but, you know, being as it is, anytime somebody sort of important dies, you know, it's an excuse for me to kind of brush up on my knowledge to go up on the internet. I always have an excuse to go on the internet and find them new things. I don't know what I would do if Wikipedia did not exist.
The internet's kind of addictive. Like since I've had not been able to work, just from being, you know, 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I always think about these stupid fucking things that I could look up on the internet to find out more information about.
Yeah.
But it's totally pointless. Like, I don't need to know this shit. I don't. And so I stop myself. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go online today. I'm not going to look at anything.
Apparently, I don't have as much self-control as you. Because,
Well, haven't you been noticing how much I've been using the iPad and actually, like, looking up stuff?
Yeah. But here, Because
normally I would just go on, like, Hotmail on Facebook. That's it.
Yeah. But you have the whole internet at your fingertips.
I don't like
backpack. So I found I was looking into the Beastie Boys and then I was kind of going through the bios of each of the members of the Beastie Boys, MCA, Ad Rock, and Mike D. And this is a fun fact that I didn't know. And this kind of blew my mind because I'm like, it's one of those things where you find out and you're like, really? That's happened that long ago and I didn't know this? But apparently, Ad Rock, who's like the one with the highest sort of voice, in the Beastie Boys, has been married to, Kathleen Hanna of, La Tigra, lead singer, La Tigra, since 2006. I didn't know this.
I didn't really know La Tigra.
Yeah, but apparently it's a thing, and they've been together since like the late 90s. Who knew? But apparently, if you look up...
It's in 2006. That's not the late 90s.
No, but they've been, like, you know, dating or whatever since then. But they got married in 06. Who knew? You find out these things. You find out this thing which happened what, 6 years ago. And you're like, why wasn't this a bigger deal? But I guess...
Yeah, because it wasn't... The only thing that Hollywood talks about is when people do something dumb or fail at something or get divorced.
It was really kind of under the radar. And I guess that much so.
No, because it was something good.
Yeah.
But
I do have to say, they are a cute couple. I've seen the pictures. They are pretty cute. So that happened. These things you know. That's why Wikipedia is good. If you want to find out what's happened on this particular season of Bridezilla's, Rochelle's newest favorite show, you can find out more insight again, you know, with all the people.
Well, I'm just curious because when you started watching a little bit and you were like, you assume that the people in this show are divorced now. And now I'm like, can I look that up? Is that possible?
I tried. And actually that I tried with that one episode that
you did.
Yeah. Cause I typed in Bridezilla's Adriana follow up and I didn't find any information on that, but they do that with, Gordon Ramsay's, Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a lot of these places which he's tried to help out just eventually just fucking bit the dust and have since changed hands because people kind of slip back their old habits or whatever happened, right?
Yeah.
But there's no website which is kind of dedicated to the personal lives of these Bridezillas and whether they're still married. I bet you like 50% of them or more are not.
Well, I think
these bitches are crazy.
This is like the second season, and it has a thing called Factzilla, where they have like little bridal facts, and it says that 50% of people who get married have already been married before.
That's crazy.
Well, think about it. Think about how many people we know that have gotten divorced.
Okay. Yeah,
it's really, getting divorced is not that big of a deal anymore.
Apparently, getting married isn't really big. Deal anyways.
Yeah. But the only thing with getting divorced, I think it's actually like way more expensive than getting married.
Yeah, because there's a lot of paperwork and shit like that.
Oh, and some people's divorces last for like 5 years.
And if it's a bad divorce, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Yeah. Let's not ever get divorced.
I told you, you're not allowed to.
I'm not, because I get a kick to the balls, right?
Yeah.
So that was a thing that happened. What else has been going on? Yeah, apparently, lawnmowers are a pain in the ass to start. This is really interesting news.
Yeah, but you fixed it today.
I didn't fix it. Don't give me any credit. I did nothing to fix anything. I just kind of stood
around. Our neighbor fixed it. We had neighbor bonding day today.
Yeah, I just kind of stood around and pulled and go, why not work? Bang, bang, bang. But apparently these things, they need a bit of a coaxing, at least the one that we have, or the one that's at this house. Takes a bit of coaxing, but we got it working. I guess it needed a new spark plug, and the gas is kind of fucked, so I put new gas in there. Now it's working. Now I get to mow the grass every week.
Yay!
Michelle took a picture because she thought that was so cute. Hey, it's Eric mowing the grass.
You know why? Because you always said, Rochelle, I don't want to move into a house that has lawn. I only want to live in a condo where you pay other people to do that shit.
Well, this lawn, it luckily is like a small lawn.
It's I know. And
I can handle this.
Yeah, okay. But
any bigger.
You refused. And can you imagine paying somebody $250 a month or condo fees are like $500 a month to do that shit?
Yeah, I can handle this one.
Ridiculous.
But especially when my wife brings me out sandwiches.
Yeah, did you like that?
That was awesome.
I was like, I'm Eric's wife. I make food for him while he does work like a man.
Yeah. I just need beer. You bring me all the cold beer and then...
drank all the beer last night.
I did drink all the beer last night.
And plus, I don't drink alcohol right now, so I really don't give a shit about buying.
Not for you. Bring up beer for me.
No, I just don't think about buying stuff that I don't need.
Okay.
You know, like when I went to A&W and I didn't get you anything.
Yeah, whatever. You are the worst. No, you're not.
Whatever.
Yep, I've settled into domestic bliss. Mowing lawns, doing yard work. A year ago, no license, no car, no baby, no lawn. What a difference a year makes, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of babies.
Backpack.
Yeah. Thank you. Speaking of babies, this is the thing. We're very serious about this.
Do you want someone to take our baby?
No. Do not take our baby. Don't do it. Obviously, when the baby comes, Rochelle and I are going to be taking a month off. But the show we are hoping is not taking a month off, because what we want to do is we want listeners of the show to step in, help us out, step up to the plate, and give us a little bit of help. What we're wanting you to do is be a guest host of Tip Tap Tip. What that means is you go, and you and hopefully one other person or another person or more, whatever, record the show. If you listen to the show, you got a gist of our format, you know, kind of what the feel is.
Stuff we talk about.
Stuff to talk about. And we
jokes.
Want, yeah, jokes, funny stuff.
We're funny.
Yep. You record the show, you transfer it to us over the internet. I tack on the beginning and the end music and stuff like that. And then we will schedule it to be released during that one month period of time where we are not releasing shows. All right?
Yeah. So how many slots do we have open for that still? Because
well, here's the thing. Everybody loves to say, I will do it. But I've, you know, we do have a deadline of June 1st, because even though the baby's due soon thereafter, sometimes these things come early, right? So we want to get it all sort of worked up before then. And, you know, we have a number of people who said, oh, yeah, I'm definitely 110% going to do it. Haven't received one yet, but
yeah, maybe the people who have expressed interest, like, just give us a heads up, say, hey, we're for sure working on this, just so that we can know exactly, like, just confirmation or whatever.
Because if nobody does this, I guarantee there will be like an entire episode of fart noises, and that's And that's what you're going to get.
Or just baby noises.
No, just fart noises for an hour. Because that's what you get for not helping. I don't want to be an asshole. I'm just saying. Who wants to listen to fart noises? You can help out by not having us put out shit. Literal shit.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
I hope it doesn't come to that either. But anyways, just give me a heads up. info@tiptaptip.com is my email address. It's show email address. And let us know that you're interested. I will answer any question you have, whether that's technical, production, or whatever, in order to help make this happen, all right?
I think so far, if all goes as planned, is if the people who have expressed interest are actually going to do it, are going to be able to do it, I think we have about 4 shows covered.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So we only really need another 4 shows.
Well, I figure, worst case scenario, we put out 1 a week, right? But you keep in mind, if more come, even better. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Again, info@tiptaptip.com. Any more questions you have regarding this, I will gladly answer because I want this to happen, and I want you to help me make this happen. So.
Well, and I think it would be interesting, too, for our listeners to hear some different stuff. It's kind of like when we get guests on the show. Right?
Except without us. One last rule. This is a very important rule, so listen up closely. And this is the most important rule for this whole thing. Do not be better than us, because we don't like showboaters. We don't want to come back after a month and have people go, yeah, you guys are good, but we really like those other guys. Can you have them on all the time, but without you forever?
Yeah, not going to happen.
So if you're better than us, kind of, put it down a notch or two, just so you're just.
Kate, I have a question.
What's that?
Can we play some more Eurovision stuff?
No.
Let's just replay a few songs or something. Because Eurovision's coming up and it kind of feel like we stopped talking about it.
No, we're going to talk about it. I was going to explain more about what's going on with that. I didn't have any shows queued up, any sort of songs queued up. But yeah, sort of details with that. Eurovision is me coming up on May 26th, which is very, very soon. It's going to be broadcasting over the internet. So if you have
I just want to get pumped up about it, I want to get excited about it.
Hey, I'm very excited about it.
Okay, so then let's replay some of our top songs or whatever.
Well, let's.
Let's do it.
You're throwing the show off the rails, Rochelle.
We talked about this today, and you were like, yeah, that sounds good. And then you just didn't do it. It's the same as the song. Did you do the song, Eric? No, you didn't.
I didn't do the song.
3-second rule?
I didn't do the song. Sorry.
Bad. You lead our listeners on, and they have these hopes and expectations, and then it just doesn't happen. I was really hoping. I wanted to hear your song.
I'm sorry. I was busy trying to start that fucking mower for an hour and a half. Driving out, getting parts, getting sunburned. Michelle wants to hear a fucking song.
Yeah, I want to hear the fucking song.
I don't have the fucking song.
What about you found a couple remakes of it, the 3-second.
Yeah, there's a couple of covers, interesting covers of that song. And that actually I should have, put on. Hold on. 1 second. This will be nothing in internet time. And magic, we're back. If you can believe that. This is the advantage of not doing live shows anymore. I can put it on pause, do whatever I need to do and come back. And you as a listener, it's where do you go? What? This is magical. It's like that chick from Charmed who can stop time from the perspective of those who have had their time stopped.
Piper.
Whatever.
Thanks to Netflix, we live in 1990.
We know all the 1990s shows.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is a cover of the song that we played last episode by Lisa Gill, All Red. Like I said, Rochelle, this is a good song. And underneath all that weird, whiny voice of hers, that out-of-tune.
Well, and this one actually does sound pretty good.
So they've taken that song and they've actually covered it and added a little bit of a special surprise to the middle part.
It. If you don't know it, then what's the matter with you? We all know what the houses are. If you know our name, then you will go far. It's the 3 second rule, it's the 3 second rule, you plum.
Now the rules were made for breaking, but I'm only looking for 3 seconds. 3 seconds on the line, I hope it's not asking too much. It's called the 3 second rule. It's just a 3 second rule. It's designed to keep a man in line as long as he knows the 3 second rule. Like a cattle who had it too. It's just a 3 second rule. It's designed to keep a man in line as long as he knows the 3 second rule. Not
Anyways, that was a lot different than the version that we played last time.
Way different.
A lot catchy. I told you it's a catchy song. And now that you hear it, somebody can actually sing.
Well, because they can actually sing.
They can sing in the key that they're supposed to sing in. And it's not all over the place. So there you go.
But I did like this video is really weird. Because
yeah, it's kind of thrown together. And it's guys singing from bed with a keyboard that is not plugged in.
They got high and they're like, hey,
let's make a music video
in bed. Like, I don't want to get out of bed today. So let's just like do it in my bedroom and I'll stay in bed.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. That's, you know, because they probably didn't want to do any hair or makeup or try hard to look good or anything like that.
Clearly not from that video. I'm going to be posting a link to that in our episode links back. So I have another video here, which is, interesting. It's a children's singer who, without saying too much, has written a song, which is, how would I describe? Super fucked up. All right, I'm going to play it. The singer's called Peter Alsop, and the song's called Where Will I Go? And it is.
I'm glad that I can ask you about things that I don't know. Like, when my body dies, I wonder, where will I go? Oh, where will I go when I'm dead and gone? Where will I go when I die? If my body's down in a hole in the ground, will I fly up in the sky? Oh, where will I go when I die?
Dead goldfish go down the toilet bowl.
Dead mice go out in the trash.
My sick cat disappeared at the vet.
And grandma came home in a pot full of ashes. Well,
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's about...
Is this for real?
It is for real. I looked into this guy, Peter Alsop. He's a children's singer. And he has a career which goes back 20 years or so, and this is
when would this have come out?
Judging by the look of it, I'm guessing 10 or so years ago. But it's recently surfaced on the internet. Thank you. Cause shit like this makes my day when I find it. And yeah, I, There are no words for this. Again, I will be posting the link to this. You can check it out and, show your children if they have any questions about death. Because this guy has all the answers.
Will I be a ghost in a haunted house? Will I scare kids when I say boom?
Will my foot hurt when I kick the bucket? I don't know, do you?
Oh, where will I go when I'm dead and gone?
Where will I go when I die?
If my body's turned to smoke and burn, will I make a tear in your eye?
Oh, where will I go when I die?
Hey, maybe you could dress me up and keep me around. Sit me in your kitchen chair. Then if you got lonely and you needed someone, well, I'd be right there.
I don't know if you cut that part.
That's weird. That's fucked.
That's like some psycho
shit. You want to taxidermy a person?
It's like from the movie Psycho, where Norman Bates had his mom all up in the...
Sick.
Where will I go in a minute?
Or you could hang me out in the sun on your patio. I'd dry hard as a stone. And the wind would make music on me like a radio. You could dance to my rattling bones.
Oh, where will I go when I'm dead and gone? Where will I go when I die?
If my body gives some parts to say, kids, will I disappear like a song?
Oh, where will I go when I die?
Some folks say we go up to heaven where no one's cold or scared. I bet no one's lonely in heaven, they only let friendly people in there.
My questions make some people nervous, this stuff's not for kids, they say. I don't care if you don't know, I need to ask you anyway.
Oh, where will I go when I'm dead and gone? Where will I go when I die?
If my body's in a box, down under a rock, will I get cable TV inside?
Oh, where will I go?
I bet nobody knows.
Tell me where will I go?
Yeah, it's something else. Peter Alsop is the person responsible for that. You can check him out at peteralsop.com. And that song is called Where Will I Go? From the.
It is kind of fucked up, but you know what? Kids do ask really fucked up questions.
Yeah, and apparently this guy's giving the fucked up answers in the song.
Well, no, I think what he's doing is he's kind of discussing it. I don't think he's really actually giving them answers. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking maybe it's okay. The only part that I find really weird was, you know...
All the kids singing the...
No. The weird part was when he said, oh, hang me out in your backyard.
Yeah, that's...
Like, that kind of stuff, that's...
Yeah, it was...
Kind of fucked up.
That's something else. I don't know what to say about
but that. I wonder, does he have a song about... Like, what are his other songs about?
Nothing... That one kind of stood out. I should check it out, and I'll, if there's anything interesting, I'll play it on one of the future shows. But if not.
Because it's kind of funny, like, all the questions that kids ask you, and then you make up a song about it.
Back.
I don't remember asking that question to my parents, though.
Yep. Got some stories here. We like stories, right?
Yeah.
Before we get into some stories, say this. If you like to send us stories, you can do so. We have an email address, info@tiptapdip.com. That's where you send your topic ideas.
We are connected.
Questions, stories, anything you want to share. Like, dear Tip Tap Tip, I'm pregnant. Signed, so-and-so. Sometimes you want to share these things. Sometimes you need a voice. You need to reach out. And I'll go. And I'll just reply, LOL. And that'll be that. A bogus doctor was jailed for 8 years yesterday after dreaming up perverted cancer treatments, and that's in quotes, so he could sexually abuse female patients.
What?
Reginald Gill, 77 years old, conned women into believe they had cancer and told one victim her condition could only be cured if a man sucked her breasts for 30 minutes a day. All right? Now, I am clearly not the smartest person in the world. However, if I went to a doctor... As a woman, and he said that I had cancer, that the only cure was for him specifically to suck on my tits for 30 minutes a day, I might raise an eyebrow and go, I'm going to need a second opinion on this.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, that's not so bad. I thought I had to do chemotherapy, but sucking on my tits, that's That's okay.
He's sucking the cancer out. It's not a snake bite, all right? It's a little bit more complicated than that, sir. Jurors at his trial heard that Gill told his victims he had been an army doctor but had no medical qualifications. He was found guilty of 3 sexual assaults, 6 assaults by penetration, and 2 counts of fraud. Prosecutor Hugh Rees said Gill kissed a victim in the middle of the stomach after telling her about the perverted breast cure. There you go.
So he actually wasn't a doctor, so then how could he get charged?
Well, a number of different things. One, practicing medicine without a license, and sexual assault.
No, but that's not really practicing medicine. That's just pretending to.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
It's not like he gave them, I don't know, prescriptions or...
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. But, anyways, this is a...
That's you got to be pretty desperate to come up with, you know, or maybe really ugly or something to come up. Have to come up with a huge story to like.
That's a... Oh my goodness!
I think like that lady, if she let him suck on her breast, I think she probably just wanted him to and just agreed to it because like who is really that dumb?
Yeah. So go okay. You have
I guess so. I guess you can suck on my breast.
Can you call me for dinner? Is that part of the cure too? Oh my goodness. Couldn't believe this one. This was sent in to us. A flamboyant Australian billionaire has ordered a shipyard in China to build him an exact replica of the Titanic. I guess this is what happens when you have a lot of money and you're like, well, I have billions and billions of dollars.
But the Titanic broke in half.
Yeah, because it hit an iceberg, right? And then it sank.
I know, but it broke in half. Like, it shouldn't break. Ships shouldn't break in half.
Well, I'm sure he's made some adjustments so that doesn't do that. But mining magnate Clive Palmer has announced that the luxury cruise ship will have the same dimensions as the original Titanic, which sank on its maiden voyage 100 years ago. Many people have attempted to do it before, but it failed because they didn't have the money to pay for it. Mr. Palmer told reporters, "We've got the money, we've got the shipyard, and we're moving very heavily to commence construction to bring this ship into service." Clive Palmer says the ship will be a tribute to the victims. There you go. Boys and their toys.
Would you want to go on a ship that was made exactly like the Titanic? Like, wouldn't that kind of scare you?
No, well, I was doing some further reading into this, but I guess, aesthetically, it looks like the Titanic, but they've used sort of my modern techniques as far as the hull so that, you know, they strengthen it in the way that they do with modern ships, so that it does happen to hit something, it's not going to break the way the old one did. But from a sort of a superficial point of view, it's going to look basically the same.
I bet you like tons of people are going to want to go and do the Kate Winslet thing.
Oh, yeah, fuck. There'll be a lineup.
Once more, whatever it goes.
I'm king of the world. Oh, my God. There'll be a lineup. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
They should just make photo shoots or little video clips.
Oh, guaranteed.
Sell them for like $100 a pop.
You're guaranteed that on that thing's maiden voyage, it will be sold out.
Yeah.
But they're also going to be making sure that they have enough life rafts this time around. And don't hit any icebergs. There you go. Japan is always coming up with interesting things. Backpacks and stuff.
Why did you say Japan like that?
Because I was thinking about things. This is a thing called a Hugby, which I can't explain, even though I watched the video in its entirety. But I guess it's a thing that you put your phone into and you hug. So if you're talking to somebody on the other line, stuff.
So you can like give people hugs through your phone?
This video will explain it a little bit more.
The Hugvee is a cushion in a minimalistic human form. It contains a pocket into which you can put your mobile phone, transforming it into a physical communication medium. The shape of this huggable cushion is based on the Talanoid robot developed by Osaka University's Professor Ishiguro. It contains a microcontroller and vibrators which match the characteristics of the caller's voice, so people can have a richer communication experience when talking on the phone with loved ones.
That's no vibrator.
Anyway, so this thing is kind of like a stuffed kind of, I don't know what you'd call it.
Baby?
Yeah, baby type thing.
It kind of looks like a baby, and it kind of looks like people are holding a baby.
They're hugging it, and...
Like when you burp a baby?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
kinda, and then they have their head
kind of cradled onto it or whatever. Yeah.
So the two vibrators produce a throbbing sound like a heartbeat.
All right, so there's gonna be some subtitles here, so Rochelle and I will both read it here. So.
ドックンドックンっていうその心臓の一番ベースの鼓動の音を作ってます。で、その鼓動が
The pulse can get faster or stronger depending on the volume and tone of the caller's voice. And here, this is the, I guess, the inventor of the Hugvi.
He looks like the Grinch.
No, he looks like Mike Nesmith from the Monkees, if he's Japanese. Guy with the toque from the Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
But...
速くなったり強くなったりするわけですけど、それは、人が話す声の大きさとか、声の高さに応じて、速くしたり強くしたり、まあ、そういうふうな、まあ、いくつかのルールで行動
を。We've used several rules to, like that to create the pulsing sound.
テレノイド。
We gave, telenoids to seniors and most people hugged them like, when they were talking to the other person.
お年寄りにこう渡したときに、ほとんどの人はこうやって抱っこして相手と喋られてたんですね。だから、
Telenoid has various capabilities, but in its simplest form, it can consist of a cell phone and a soft, cuddly object shaped like a person. Well, it's not shaped exactly like a person. It looks like if Casper the ghost, friendly ghost, was a stuffed animal form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, no real legs.
But,
Why?
It's kind of, yeah, why?
I don't know.
Like, do you really, really need to hug someone so badly? Like, do Japanese people restrain from affection so much that they need to have a phone that they can hug?
I don't know. I have no answers for this. Again, I'm confused. I'm confused and perplexed by this device and the need for this device, but anyways.
まあ、テレノイド、いろんな機能ついてますけど、一番簡単にするんだったら、なんか携帯電話と抱ける柔らかい人間らしい形のものっていうのでいいだろうっていうので、まあ、やっぱ、
blah blah blah. Hugvi.
We think it can be used by families and lovers.
Anyways, so, there you go. Somebody's buying that. Here's a
yeah. See, there's a lady holding a baby. It seriously looks the same as a baby.
Ew.
It does.
But apparently, this woman had no idea that this baby was coming.
So the last flight was made to Vanderbilt Hospital, where 5 hours later he became a dad. I become a mom.
Amanda Prentice had no idea 10 days ago that she was even pregnant. Hard to believe with precious new daughter Aliana in her arms today.
I never felt her move. I wore the same clothes that I had wore for 2 years.
The only signs that she had was just her feet and her ankles swelled up. And that was it.
April 23rd began with mysterious seizures and Amanda's life in danger. An emergency helicopter ride to Vanderbilt Hospital. Then 2 days spent unconscious. When she woke up, doctors gave her the surprising, let's say, shocking news.
He came in and he told me, he said, well, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. And I said, okay. And he said, your blood pressure has went skyrocketed here in the last couple of days. He said, but we've got a baby.
5 pounds, 5 ounces, and 1 month premature.
Okay, that's a small baby, but...
Yeah, it's a small baby.
Yeah, so...
But seriously, I don't understand how people cannot feel a baby move. Well, I guess it's different for everybody, but our baby moves around so much, it's like crazy. It's like an earthquake inside of my body.
I don't know. I didn't know I was pregnant until I had a seizure, woke up, and there was my baby.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was one of those ladies who were like, I didn't know I was pregnant, and then I took a real big shit, and then a baby came out. Like... You know,
I don't.
That'd be kind of awesome.
No, I don't want you fetching our baby out of the toilet.
I know, but it'd be so much easier.
Ugh, no.
The whole time that you're pregnant, not even knowing it at all.
Surprise!
Like, look at how big my belly is. How can you not know that?
Well, I just thought you liked ice cream. I didn't understand. She's been really liking the ice cream lately at weird hours. I don't know.
I don't eat that much ice cream.
I like ice cream. I like it that there's ice cream around because I could have some too.
No. We share.
There you go. So, yeah.
Congratulation cards and birthday wishes now pouring in from across Lawrence County.
We had been trying for 4 years and just didn't think that it was going to happen.
We had talked about adopting, and now we got our little miracle baby.
And a miracle story.
5 hours after they first told me that she was pregnant, I was a daddy. At where most people has 8-9 months, I had 5 hours.
Happy. Very happy. Very blessed.
There you go. Little miracle baby.
Wow, Eric, can you imagine that? Give you 5 hours to fathom the thought that you're dad?
You know how I deal with change, Rochelle. Not very well.
Holy shit. You would... I don't even know what you would do. You'd probably...
After about 3 or 4 anxiety attacks, and you know, I'd probably... Okay.
You'd like hyperventilate. You'd probably get a bloody nose, and then you'd probably faint. And you'd be in the hospital bed next to me.
And I just collapse on the floor going, what's going on? I don't understand. I'm not prepared for this. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Yeah. A lot of change going on this year. Yeah. Like I said, all these things at the beginning of the year. And somehow I put up with it.
Well, put up with it.
Dealt with it. Sorry. This is the words I'm looking for. Not put up with it. That sounds negative.
Exactly.
Put up with it. I put up with
managed.
I put up with waking up and not having enough peanut butter in the thing to make a sandwich. That's what I put up with.
What? We don't have any peanut butter?
We have very low peanut butter. I put up with that.
Boo.
Exactly.
Backpack.
This has been a story which has been floating around the internet for the last week or so. Also, a reason why you should not make ex is angry. A dentist pulled out her ex-boyfriend's teeth after he dumped her for another woman who's facing jail time. Lesson be learned. Anna Makowiak, 34, of Poland, said she tried to be professional and detach herself from her emotions. But when her ex, 45-year-old Marko Zuski, showed up at her office with a toothache just days after leaving her, her anger got the better of her.
Why would he do that? Why wouldn't, you know, there's lots of other dentists.
You know, if, God forbid, you and I ever, you know, break up or whatever, I would probably be looking for somebody else to do my hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, I had an ex of mine who I did his hair for a long time afterwards.
And you didn't fuck anything up?
No.
No, oh, sorry about that.
No.
All right, no. Guess you're a lot better than this woman.
It's because I broke up with him. Maybe that's the reason why I made it a little bit different.
Yeah, and nobody cheated on anybody else, right?
No.
Okay, so instead of treating the toothache, it appears Makowiak gave Zuski a heavy dose of anesthetic and removed every single one of his teeth. Fuck.
Holy shit. Wow. Wow,
exactly. She then wrapped his head and jaw in a bandage, recommended he see a specialist, and sent him home. Boyfriend said he knew something was wrong when he woke up from the anesthetic because he couldn't feel any teeth. When he got home, looked in the mirror and saw his ex had emptied his mouth, he told newspaper. She told me that my mouth was numb and it wouldn't be able to feel anything for a while, that the bandage was there to protect the gums, he said. I didn't have any reason to doubt her. I mean, she was a professional. To make matters worse, his new girlfriend broke up with him because she can't be with a man without any teeth.
So I'm assuming dude is suing her.
Oh, he absolutely.
Big time, because.
He has every right to sue her. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like you don't take.
And what do you. Like, what do you do when all your teeth get pulled out?
You either go one of two routes. You either get the dental implants, which is expensive if it's all your teeth.
Yeah.
Or he's going to have to get dentures. And that's the end of that.
That is brutal.
God, could you imagine?
Like, even just fucking someone's hair up, that's nothing.
Hair will grow back. But this is dealing something a little bit more permanent. Wow. Could you imagine her? This guy's out. She's like. Pulling teeth, like, you motherfucker! You had to fucking break up with me, you son of a.
Probably felt really good for her, though. Oh, kind of, I don't know.
Stress balls or something. Come on, ladies. Jeez.
No, he shouldn't have gone there. That's dumb.
Yeah, well, you don't do that.
No, you don't.
Ugh. I can't say about that. Don't.
Dumb. He's dumb.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that anytime soon. One last thing. End of the world is coming. You know this. December 21st, 2020.
It's always coming. Well, isn't it?
Apparently, 10% of Canadians believe in this whole Mayan end of the world nonsense.
10%?
10%. Sorry, almost 10%. 9% of Canadians believe that the Mayan calendar, which some say ends on December 21st, 2012, marks the end of the world, according to a new international poll. But only 7%, only 7% in Belgium and 8% in Great Britain feared the end of the world during their lives. According to the poll, people with lower education or household income levels, as well as those under 35 years old, were more likely to believe in an apocalypse during their lifetime or in 2012 or have anxiety over the prospect. So basically saying that dumb people believe this shit, right?
What? I thought it was just an age group.
Yeah, like according to the poll, people with lower education or household income levels, as well as those under 35 years old, so not the wisest people in the world, have a greater tendency to believe this. Perhaps those who are older have lived long enough to be not as concerned with what happens in their future. One of the researchers explains. I hope it's not coming on December 21st, because that's right before Christmas.
That would mean that our baby would only really be a couple months old, ever.
And then poof, gone.
And why do people give the Mayans so much credit?
Yeah, look where are the Mayans now? They're not anywhere. Well,
yeah.
Apparently they can figure out how to stick around. Maybe they got their calendars a little bit fucked up too, all right?
No, maybe it's like, maybe it was just like some dude whose job it was to make the calendar.
He got lazy.
And he got lazy and he's like, well, I don't think we need to go much further than this. We'll add more onto the calendar in, you know, X amount of years. And then Mayans survived.
He's probably at his job. Mr. Calendar Mayan guy is like, you know what? I'll just make this. And in like 5,000 years, it's going to be somebody else's fucking problem to deal with this shit. I'm just going to go and continue doing my Mayan stuff.
Yeah, because really, like, if you're making a calendar, how far long do you make it into the future?
Oh, it's okay. For example, like, it's like if, yeah, because that's the end of the cycle, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like kind of like if somebody really dumb looked at, like, a calendar on the wall and December 31st and saw that there were no days after that, I go, holy shit, is the end of the world.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. Because, you know, world's not going to end on December 31st. We just get a new fucking kitty calendar and put it on the wall.
Yeah. It's the same with the whole, like, was it the Y2K thing where all the people thought that the computers would be able to change like the year 2000 and everything was going to get all fucked up.
I remember specifically in, it's like 99, right? Oh, I was kind of new to the internet, but I'd gotten like email forwards from people like with saying me like essays about how this is going to fuck up the world and everything's totally fucked and all this conspiracy shit, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. And I kind of bought into it a bit because, you know, I was younger. And less,
stupid,
a lot
and
of
didn't
stupid.
Make as much money.
And I'm like, oh man, this is super fucked up. You know, big websites to get dedicated to the whole thing. And then I remember it was New Year's Eve 1999, going into 2000. I was at a nightclub in Vancouver. It was kind of shitty. It wasn't really at my most memorable New Year's. I'm like,
did you kiss a girl or did you puke?
I didn't puke, but I'm pretty sure I kissed somebody.
You did kiss something or you didn't?
I did. I was dating
something?
I was dating a certain someone at the time, all right?
Okay.
All right. But anyways, so I decided to ditch out of the club. No, actually, no, I had, midnight had just passed, and then I decided, okay, I'm gonna go out on the street and see how this all fucking shakes out. Lights still are on. Everything's working out.
Yeah.
And planes were not falling out of the sky because people were thinking, oh man, this is it. Things are going to malfunction.
I can't even remember what I was doing for that New Year's.
That particular New Year's?
No. All I remember was I was working in West Edmonton Mall in a hair salon, and Le Chateau was selling all this silver, like, futuristic clothing.
Oh, yeah.
For Y2K. And I love that shit. I bought, like, this huge silver dress and these silver pants and moon boots and a silver jacket.
Like I said, I've talked about this before, but, man, I'm so disappointed with this future. It's supposed to be way cooler than it is.
I know. We don't even have skateboards like they had in Back to the Future, the flying ones.
No. They don't.
Like, we don't have...
And
well,
that, and
okay,
that...
we have cell phones, and we have iPods.
Yeah, because you remember in Back to the Future 2, he goes to the futuristic world of 2015, which is only 3 years away in our time.
Yeah.
You know, he's seeing like Jaws 18 or whatever, and like big sort of hologram thing pops out. He has a skateboard which can hover. He has these awesome Nikes which zip up themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because
The cars that fly and don't take gas.
Oh yeah. Mr. Fusion. What a fucking bullshit feature we live in. Like, now, to their credit, Nike did come out with a replica pair of the sneakers, right?
But they don't zip up themselves.
They don't. And that's the most important part. But they look just like the ones from the movie. But they're also selling for, like, crazy expensive, and they made a limited amount. And I mean, by crazy expensive, I mean, like, thousands of dollars. New.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's dumb.
And, you know, they sold out because they made a limited amount, and, like, all these sort of fanboys and people could afford it. Like, yeah, I want the Back to the Future sneakers because, you know, they look pretty cool and futuristic and stuff like that.
What about the DeLorean? They still sell that, right?
Well, the DeLorean car itself was a real car, right?
Yeah.
And I think they've just started manufacturing those again recently because, you know, people still buy them. They're interesting cars. They're stainless steel, right? Which is their kind of thing.
So, but why are they not super popular? Like, why weren't they super popular like Porsches and stuff?
I don't know why they weren't super popular.
I think they look really cool.
They did look really
cool.
And
the fact that the doors open up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But they're still around. You know, people who bought them, like, you know, still maintain them, and that they're making them again. So that's cool. If we ever wanted DeLorean.
I kind of do.
Start saving those pennies. Oh, wait, they don't make pennies anymore. Fuck! Not in Canada.
They don't?
They stopped manufacturing them on Thursday, and they're going to phase them out by the end of the year. No more pennies.
But what if, when you're paying for something, it comes to, like...
They round up or they round down. That's the way it works.
Wow.
Well, it didn't really work out, because it actually costs more to make a penny than the penny itself. It costs, like, 1.7 cents, so there's really a losing game.
Well, and everything's more expensive now. Nothing, you can't get anything for a penny.
No.
You used to be able to get like a candy for a penny. One cent candies.
Oh, that's best.
Yeah, it was the best.
So, no more pennies by the end of the year. Like, the Royal Canadian Mint stopped manufacturing them this week, and they'll just kind of work.
So, does that mean that all the pennies that we have in our penny jar, we should probably take it to the bank and get real money for it?
They're still, like, if you have them, they're still worth money. Like, it's not like.
Oh, okay.
But they're just not going to be making it anymore. So I'm sure if we take them to the bank, which is good because I fucking hate pennies.
Yeah.
We have so many of them, and they just pile up. It's like,
yeah.
Fuck those things.
And then when you're standing there and you're like, I'm going to pay 10 cents with my pennies. And everybody else in line is getting pissed off at you.
And every time I use pennies, I always apologize before. I'm like, you know, I just need to get rid of change. Here you go.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I get it. Let's wrap the show up, shall we?
We shall. Backpack.
Backpack. Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to do that. Backpack. Backpack.
That just sounds like barking.
Backpack. All right, let's do the thing. So anyways, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
It's been fun. Follow us on Twitter. That's TipTapTip, or myself, who's Eric TipTapTip, on the Twitter. Check us out on the Facebook. We have links to our stuff. You can comment on that, share things with the things. I should do another video soon. I'll do that. If you like the show, go to iTunes, give us a good rating, give us a good review. Every little bit helps. Like the word of mouth is pretty good.
Throw us a bone.
Do the word of mouth. Go, I like Tip Tap Tip. You should listen.
Boner.
Bones and stuff. We mentioned at the beginning of the show we're looking for guest hosts to help us out during our absence. Coming up in a bit. Email info@tiptaptip.com for more details. That'd be very helpful. Right?
Yeah.
What else we got here? We got things and stuff.
Countdown to Eurovision.
Yes. That is May 26th. It's a Saturday. That is 9 p.m. Central European time. Check out when that is in your time. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Calgary time, which is mountain time. So, and you can watch it live on the for free wherever you are. Just go to Eurovision.tv. Go to watch, and you'll be able to watch it. It's great. Looking forward to it. Cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Backpack.
Bye.
Bye.